So please get ready to meditate. All right. Watch your breath. Then imagine that you're looking from the left side to the right side of this room, and move your eyes slowly from the left side to the right side in your mind, and just be aware of what you see, the colors and the shapes, different objects. Then go to step number two and try to analyze where they came from, where these things came from, what's making them be there, and get in touch with your old feeling about it, your old feeling that you've had your whole life, is that those things exist out there, away from you, that they have some existence from their own side, that that's what real means, that they, that you walk into the room and the room has been there and it exists outside of you, and that each object that you see has its own qualities, and that, and if you think about it, that's why you get in disagreements with other people about whether something is good or not. You, in your heart, you believe that that thing is one way or the other from its own side, and maybe the other person doesn't know enough, or maybe they're blind, or maybe they don't understand, but they don't see what you see, and what you see is really there in the object. So try to reconstruct that way of looking at things. Get in touch with the way you've always looked at things. You think they exist out there in the way you see them, and you think that's reality. Pretend you didn't hear anything about emptiness. We're trying to reconstruct your ignorance. We're trying to see how ignorance sees things. Then move on to the middle way view, number three, and try to start looking at the things around you as if they were a direct result of whatever good things or bad things you yourself have done. So as you look around the room and you see a friend, you think, this person exists in my life. I can see them only because I was good to someone in the past. And that's what's making me see them. And if you see something you don't like so much, then reflect on how it's coming from something negative you thought or something that you did in the past. And now you know enough to understand that it's not voodoo, and it's not that person wasn't created in a bad person factory and sent here to bother you. It's your own mind forcing you to interpret colors and shapes in a certain way. And each person in the room is having a different interpretation. And it's not a matter of choice, it's forced on them by their karma. And so some people in the room really do see a lot of maybe irritating people. And some people in the room see a room full of wonderful beings. And now look at the room that way. Now the last step. Go through the room like Sherlock Holmes. And you're like, what's that guy's name? Rinpoche really likes him. The funny detective. Columbo, yeah. He dies for Columbo reruns. And go through the room and try to find, go through different objects. You know, you can go through different, you can check the flowers, check the altar, check the roof, check the floor, check the other people here. Try to find something that's not there because of your own mind synthesizing it in a certain way. Try to find something, you know, be like a fly that goes from object to object, and when you land on a new object, then check it. Check how you feel about it. And then try to see if the way that object is coming from you. Try to find one that's coming from its own side. The idea here is that you don't find anything. And at the end, you just throw up your arms, you know, and you say, it's empty. There's nothing in this room that is not coming from my mind. And that then you reach emptiness. This is a way of reaching emptiness. So go to the room, pick object by object, things you like, things you don't like. Try to find one that your mind is not responsible for. At a certain point, if you reach nothing, if you decide there's nothing in this room like that, then set your mind on that. That's called jogom. So we're moving from chegom to jogom. Chegom is an analysis of Columbo walking around the room and checking each thing. And then when you're satisfied, when you checked enough things, put your mind on the emptiness of that, meaning put your mind on the fact and let it rest there. Decide that there's nothing in this room that's not coming from your past actions and your past words and your past thoughts. And set your mind there and rest there and focus on it. If your mind wanders, if you hear a car or you hear someone shift, then be Columbo and go check that object and then come back to fixing your mind on emptiness. Again, don't let your mind get spaced out. When you get distracted, look at that object. Check if it's coming from your mind, if it makes sense. And then decide it doesn't come from its own side, and let it go and leave it, and then focus on the fact that there is nothing like that. And use each distraction to check another object, and then bring your mind back to the fact that there is nothing that's coming from its own side. And then stay there. And come out of that meditation. Okay, then relax. Okay.